Hi guys, welcome to another episode of The Lightroom. Today I brought you guys outside. If you don't know me already, my name is Chisum and I'm super excited to have you here. If this is your very first time coming across my content, please let me know in the comment section and please tell me, how did you find out about The Lightroom? So, on to today's video. So today, this topic, I'll just go right into it. Because there is no way to sugarcoat this. You've already seen the topic in the description, most likely. Today, I'll be telling you five or more common sense reasons to avoid premarital sex. Yes, let's have that conversation. So, first of all, disclaimer. As a believer, you don't really need common sense reasons to not do what the Lord has clearly said not to do, but many times common sense reasons help our judgment. So I'll be sharing those reasons with you. Number one common sense reason to avoid premarital sex is pregnancy. Pregnancy. See, guys, I don't think many people talk about the effect of teenage pregnancy, the effect of pregnancy outside of wedlock. It may look great. Oh, you know, your favorite celebrities are either baby mamas or have baby mamas, and you see their pictures together and you're like, oh, so cute. First of all, you're not in their relationship, so you don't even know what level of insecurities lie there. Secondly, it's not just an ideal environment to raise children in, because you're not married to this person, so this person doesn't have a lifelong commitment to be with you. What happens when that person no longer wants to be your boyfriend or your girlfriend? So you now have a child with someone that you are not married to, and you're confusing that child. I mean, with how complicated life already is, you are opening yourself to a risk of raising a child outside the security of an established family unit. And I know you may want to come at me with, oh, there are exceptions, and I know ABCD person and they are doing fine. You don't know that your own case will be fine. So a good reason to avoid premarital sex is pregnancy. You don't need to start calculating. There are some people, every time they see their period in during the month, they are so happy. They can almost throw a party because, God, I thank you. But if you had just avoided premarital sex from the get-go, you don't have to do any unnecessary calculation when your period comes late or wanting. Like, it's headache. Life is hard enough. Why add that one more line of complication and uncertainty and confusion? So one common sense reason to avoid premarital sex is unwanted pregnancies. You don't want to be pregnant outside of wedlock, or when you're not even prepared to be pregnant at all. So avoid it. Number two, STIs. You know, in all those movies, you just see a guy and a girl, they meet themselves, they like themselves. Next scene, they've off clothes. And I'm just like, Because what if the person has, like, not just HIV now or AIDS or all those, you know, common STIs. There's some STIs that don't, you know, have external signs per se. There are some of these STIs that could live in a woman's body, for instance, and then she may never really feel the effect for a long time. But then when there is contact, right, the guy carries this STIs and he starts to suffer. Do you want gonorrhea? I know you may say, this person doesn't look like they have gonorrhea. He doesn't show on the face, so it does not show on the face that this person has HPV or all the other STIs. STIs are real, guys, and you can avoid this by simply abstaining. Like, it's the best method. It's better than contraceptives or condoms or whatever. Just abstain. Avoid it like a plague, because it just opens room to a lot. You may want to come in the comments now and say, but I know of a married couple that they still contracted STIs. I know. I agree with you. There may be cases like that. I may not know. Okay, I actually know one or two stories. But like, there may be cases like that, but they are certainly not as prevalent as the number of people that get STIs having casual sex or in premarital sexual relationships. Some people just hopscotch from one partner to the other, one partner to the other. It doesn't even tell that you value your body when it's just open for anybody that is willing to make you smile. Or your body is more important than that, and you owe yourself a higher level of propriety and just dignity, keeping your body, okay? It's there is no downside to it, trust me. There really is no downside. Another complication or another common sense reason to avoid premarital sex is unnecessary drama. Now, I know this may not happen to every single person that has had premarital sex or engages in premarital sex, but you can't, especially when it's just casual to you. What if you now encounter a person that decides to be unfortunate and takes advantage of you? Maybe from one consensual day, it becomes multiple times that are not even consensual. And don't go ahead and tell me that, I will never be in that kind of situation. There are stories upon stories upon stories of young ladies in situations like that, and it just doesn't make any sense. You know when you watch all those Nollywood movies and then you see a story of a guy that, you know, was sexually active with this lady, and then now he wants to chase the actual love of his life, but this other lady is now pregnant for him. You think it only happens in movies? There's a reason it's portrayed in movies, because it actually happens in real life. And then in movies, there's usually a happily ever after. After some suffering, there's some happily ever after. But it's not always like that, guys. There is no scene one, take two in your life. You have one life here on earth. You want to live it carefully. Because for many people, if pregnancy sets in after you've had premarital sex, that your partner may not be there. If your role model for engaging in what you're engaging in is maybe the celebrity you see has a baby mama or five baby mamas or five baby dadas, and that's your role model, first of all, you're not that person. So, unnecessary drama. I've seen stories online of people that had their nudes leaked, of people that you know were threatened, blackmailed because of sexual relations they've had with someone else. Then another thing is the guilt to it. Like, let's not lie. There are places that you may not be comfortable walking in because you're scared of people knowing what you have just done. Quite all right, you may have enjoyed what you had done in the moment, but like, when you now want to step into church, you start to feel somehow, you start to feel a bit self-conscious that everybody knows what you've done, when many people don't even have a clue. So that sense of guilt is just unnecessary. You can avoid it. There was something I was joking with my husband about a couple of months ago. I think it was actually after we got married, and then we were going to church that day, and then we're like, wow, we spent the night together. I mean, we practically live together. I can walk around the house without having to check what I'm wearing, and like, it's just so free. There is no boundary here. And right after that, I could go to church with you. It's premium. It's premium. But if that had happened before we got married, I can bet you I won't be able to do that. So yeah, there is the part where people say things like, oh, how do I test sexual compatibility with my partner? Some people are saying that as an excuse, but some people genuinely want to know how to avoid the shock of finding out that they are not sexually compatible with their partner. But first of all, I even want to ask you, what do you mean by sexual compatibility? I talked about this a bit in a video I did last year. I'll put the link in the description so you can check it out, because I talked about that at length. I'm going to talk about it again. I'm going to bring my husband on the channel, so you kind of get two sides of the perspective. I'm obviously female, a woman. These days, you have to say it. Anyway, I am a woman, and I can relate more to the struggle on the female side. So, but I'll bring in my husband on the channel to kind of speak to struggles guys face in on this question, especially Christian guys. So I'll be bringing him on my channel. Please pray for me that he will agree to record the video when we should record it. Our anniversary is, depending on when you see this video, our anniversary is in a couple of weeks, and I'm super excited about that. Like, I clearly remember our wedding, and now it's almost a year. It's gone by, you know. Thank God. Anyway, another reason you want to avoid premarital sex is unnecessary or premature attachments to a person. And this one really gets to me, because I have seen people in toxic relationships that know they should not be in that relationship, and they really want to leave, but they can't get over that person. And 10 out of 10 of the times is because there is a sexual relationship going on there, like body don't they touch in that relationship. And it's way harder to walk out of a relationship or even end a relationship that is not good. It may not be toxic, but it's just harder to end a relationship, you know, that already has no boundaries, or all those lines have been crossed and blurred. It's way harder. It's very hard. Trust me, I have seen stories upon stories. Like, thankfully, it's not my story, but it's a real struggle. And that's what many people refer to as soul ties. It's not something you want to build when you're not married to that person, because it makes it harder to even heal from the hurt of a heartbreak. So, yeah. If you are listening to this and you have had premarital sex, or you're currently doing that, this is not even a video to condemn you, as it were. Like, I'm in no place to do that. But, and this is how I'll end the video, as a believer, you don't need common sense reasons to not have premarital sex. The Bible is very clear on not having premarital sex. I was reading Hebrews 13 a couple of days ago, and I got to verse 4 where it says marriage is honorable, the bed undefiled. And I'm like, yeah. I was reading it, I was like, yes. And then I got to the latter part of that same verse that says, and the Lord would judge the fornicator and the adulterer. And it just struck me, because all the other times I've read Hebrews 13, I mean, I read it, I saw that part, but it didn't just like register in my head. And all the sermons most of the sermons that I've heard on sexual purity, all talk about how the marriage is honorable, the bed undefiled, like it's just a good idea, right? But it's not just a good idea, because the latter part of that verse says, the Lord would judge fornicators and adulterers. So there is a heavy connotation to that. God is very, 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 very involved in your life, and he cares about those little details that you think nobody knows or is nobody's business. It's God's business, and he cares about it. And the truth is, whether you choose to live in denial or you accept it as truth, at the end of our lives you would see, you know, the truth about it. And you don't want to wait to the end of your life to find out that, okay, well, this thing I've been hearing that premarital sex is wrong is actually wrong. I'm grateful that outside of the Bible, there are common sense reasons for you to avoid premarital sex. But as a believer, the Word of God is enough common sense for you. You don't need external reasons to be sure. You can enjoy sex because it's God's design. You can enjoy it in confines of a marriage. It's beautiful. It's safe. It's even if you get pregnant, at least you're married. Because, and some people may think it weird, because, you know, not everybody is ready to have children, not everybody wants children, and that's a topic for another day. But The wait is worth it, and it's something that we'll talk about in my, in fact, if you want the video, let me know in the comment section. So we don't need to make it if you don't want it, but let me know in the comment section if you want that video. There was something I used to hear a lot when I was dating, that the wait is worth it, the wait is worth it. And I used to think that maybe all these Christian content creators and married people side eye, because then I was not married, I was waiting JJJ with my boyfriend, and I would just be asking myself sometimes, what if this way is gonna, what if it's not what is the way people are saying, what if they're just saying it to be nice and to encourage me? But now on the other side, I actually get what they were saying. I understand what they were saying. There is a different security to it. It's not like when you guys come together, as my husband would jokingly say when he's having a teaching, say, it's not like when you guys fellowship. Like, guys, what's the meaning of fellowship in that context? No. It's not like when you guys spend nights together, you now wake up in a hurry, you're packing your things, let your mommy and daddy not catch you or something. There is nothing like that. In fact, when you wake up and then you remember what happened the night before, you smile well because you're married. Nobody can beat you. So it's different. And the most beautiful part of it is that you know that this is pleasing to the Lord. Like, there is no shame. If the rapture happened now, you will not be ashamed. You will not be embarrassed. If you could see the Lord physically where you are, you will not cover yourself in shame. So yeah, that's the end of this video. I hope to bring my husband, as I promised, to the video I spoke about, but please let me know in the comment section if you actually want that video, and we would get it done. So till my next video, it's been a delight sharing these tips with you. I hope you put it to practice. I hope you hear what I'm saying in this video and not what I'm not saying. But yeah, this is the end of my video. Bye, guys.